Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning Atu Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Telefonica SA is embarking on significant operational changes in Spain by cutting over 5,000 jobs as part of a broader cost reduction strategy that includes network and energy optimization and the use of artificial intelligence for customer service. 1&1 has acquired Versatel, taking control of a key fiber network spanning 67,000 kilometers and vital for infrastructure management. And a new study reveals a censorship industrial complex involving over 330 government agencies, NGOs, and major telecom companies such as O2, Vodafone, and Telecom, all influencing online content regulation.
Bloomberg.com and the Financial Times report that Telefonica SA is embarking on significant operational changes in the Spanish market that will involve cutting over 5,000 jobs. Bloomberg.com details that the telecommunications giant plans to cut at least 5,319 jobs, which represents roughly one-fifth of its Spanish workforce, affecting four major units with further reductions possibly imminent, as meetings with three additional subsidiaries are scheduled. These layoffs are part of a broader cost reduction strategy that includes optimizing networks and energy consumption, employing artificial intelligence for customer service, and simplifying operations. In addition to revising the free cash flow outlook from 2.6 billion euros to approximately 1.9 billion euros for the current year, Chairman Marc Mertre has outlined these measures, which also signal a departure from the traditional focus on rewarding shareholders through a new dividend policy. The Financial Times emphasizes that these job cuts, primarily impacting the Telefonica, Spain, Mobile, and Solutions divisions, form a key part of a strategic realignment as the company refocuses on four core markets, though unions have suggested that the final number might be lower than initially expected. Both articles underscore Telefonica's efforts to adapt to a shifting competitive landscape while managing significant financial constraints. A challenge that has been evident since similar measures in 2023 resulted in a reduction of about 16% of its Spanish workforce.
The Merkur.de report details the ongoing fiber optic network expansion in Hohenpeissenberg, Bavaria, which is now approaching completion by the company Unsere Grüne Glasfaser. The article explains that after a start in July 2023 and setbacks due to the insolvency of the initial construction company, progress resumed only in spring 2025, with a full completion now projected for spring 2026. However, just as the project nears its finish, the German telecommunications company Telekom has announced its independent, commercially driven fiber rollout in the town. The municipal council and the mayor of Hohenpeissenberg expressed concern about the upcoming additional construction work, especially since recent infrastructure improvements might be disrupted once again. Despite the challenges, Telekom's local head, Gabriele Emmerling, confirmed that 1,700 households and businesses stand to benefit from the new network, emphasizing that the deployment is fully financed and would provide residents with a second provider, though the municipality remains constrained by regulatory provisions.
The Berliner Zeitung.de article examines the complex issue of digital censorship and information control in Germany. It begins by referencing the annual online freedom report by Freedom House, and then shifts focus to a new study by Liebernet, which exposes what it describes as a censorship industrial complex. The report, presented in Berlin by Andrew Lowenthal, demonstrates that more than 330 government agencies, along with NGOs, think tanks, and major private telecommunications companies such as O2, Vodafone, and Telecom, are involved in a network that influences online discourse and content regulation. It further highlights the role of trusted flaggers whose activities, reportedly funded by both the state and private donors, aim to track and suppress what are labeled as disinformation and politically inconvenient opinions. The study questions whether the substantial increase in government spending to combat disinformation under the Digital Service Act might ultimately suppress genuine debate, thereby blurring the lines between security measures and censorship in the digital public sphere.
In the politics and regulation category, an article published by Zeit.de reports that Amazon plans to invest up to $50 billion in expanding its capacities for artificial intelligence and supercomputing. The report states that these investments are primarily intended to bolster the digital infrastructure available to U.S. government clients, complementing Amazon's existing offerings to large enterprises and governmental bodies. It further explains that this project is set to become one of the largest investment initiatives in cloud infrastructure for the public sector in the United States, with plans to start in 2026 and provide nearly 1.3 gigawatts of new capacities through specialized AWS cloud areas. The article highlights a comment from Matt Garman, AWS CEO, who noted that such an investment would enable governmental authorities to accelerate research and decision-making by granting them extended access to advanced AI capabilities. The report also mentions that while AI usage in government applications remains controversial due to security concerns, there is significant support for its efficiency-enhancing potential.
According to Teltarif.de, Vodafone has launched upgraded Kalia tariffs that offer significantly increased data volume for both new and existing customers from 2nd of December. The report explains that Vodafone has introduced two completely new tariffs, along with automatic upgrades for current clients, ensuring that all customers benefit from the enhanced data conditions without any additional charges. In the updated offerings, the Kalia Start package now provides 2 gigabytes of high-speed data per billing period instead of the previous 1 gigabyte, while the Kalia AllNet Flat packages have seen noticeable increases in data allowances. For instance, the AllNet Flat S now offers 25 gigabytes. Instead of 15 gigabytes, the AllNet Flat M has risen from 30 gigabytes to 50 gigabytes, and the AllNet Flat L has been boosted from 60 gigabytes to 100 gigabytes per cycle. Additionally, Vodafone has introduced 3 annual packages. The new Kalia Jaris Paket XS is priced at €49, 99 with 20 gigabytes high-speed data, while the established M package continues at €99.99, and a premium option, the Kalia Jaris Paket L, is available at €199.99 with a significant 1,000 gigabytes of data. Tanya Reinecke, head of mobile communications at Vodafone, is quoted in the article emphasizing that these tariff enhancements are designed to provide comprehensive coverage for a wide range of customer needs, ensuring that users are fully prepared for the new year. This development from Vodafone, as reported by Teltarif.de, highlights a strategic move to strengthen its market position through improved data offerings and flexible tariff options.
The Die Welt article, Surprising Uncertainty of Generation Z, provides an in-depth look into the pervasive use of AI among German teenagers and highlights several areas of concern regarding their proficiency with these tools. The article reveals that nearly every teenager in Germany now routinely employs AI applications like ChatGPT, Gemini, and other chatbot services, with 91% of 12 to 19-year-olds using these tools in 2025. It is noted that while AI has become an integral part of youth's daily lives for research, learning, and creative tasks, there is a conspicuous lack of understanding of the technology behind these applications. The study underscores that although 74% of the youth use AI for homework and exam preparation, as well as for obtaining information, many remain insecure about their ability to handle more advanced applications, such as data analysis, system control, or addressing ethical concerns. In addition, a survey conducted by Indeed, in cooperation with the Technical University of Nuremberg, indicates that over 40% of Generation Z participants rate their own AI skills as weak or needs improvement, with many feeling inadequately prepared for the integration of AI in professional or academic environments. The article further explains that even though many young users feel confident handling certain AI tools or critically assessing basic outputs, significant gaps exist when it comes to advanced technological functions and the identification of manipulated content such as deepfakes. Die Welt also mentions that only a minority of the youth receive formal education on AI, with most relying on autodidactic resources like online tutorials and social media, which further complicates their overall competence. Moreover, disparities are evident, as a lower percentage of girls compared to boys believe in their ability to detect deepfakes, raising concerns over differences in digital literacy across gender and age. With a backdrop of overwhelming optimism, over 80% of the youth showed interest in the future development of AI, the article emphasizes that the lack of systematic training in AI is a critical issue. This insight from Die Welt is highly relevant for companies like Telefonica, as it points to the need for enhanced educational initiatives to bridge the gap between routine usage and a comprehensive understanding of AI technology.
The recent developments in the telecommunications market have seen significant movements that could affect the competitive landscape. The article from Telterif DEE reports that 1&1 has announced its acquisition of Versatel, the operator responsible for the data center that supports the 1&1 mobile network. It is noted that Versatel, previously owned by United Internet AG, will now be integrated into 1&1 following the purchase of all shares of United Internet Management Holding SE, the sole shareholder of Versatel. The transaction, which is valued at approximately 1.3 billion euros, involves the assumption of Versatel's assets, including network infrastructure, and also its liabilities, such as a loan of 950 million euros from United Internet, which will be secured by a guarantee from 1&1. Furthermore, the purchase price may be adjusted by up to 300 million euros, based on Versatel's future business performance in the years 2027 and 2028, with any adjustment scheduled for settlement in 2030. In addition, the article details Versatel's core operations, describing the company as a specialist in providing fiber optic connectivity to businesses, authorities, and institutions. Versatel currently operates a fiber network spanning approximately 67,000 kilometers, reaching more than 350 cities, and offers extensive services to other telecommunications companies in cooperation with municipal network operators and Deutsche Telekom. The acquisition gives 1&1 control over critical network infrastructure that supports both its fixed line and mobile operations, as well as its business customer solutions. This move positions 1&1 to manage its own infrastructure, which includes the provision of IPTV and VoIP services, and ensures it can directly oversee the fiber connections vital to its mobile network's base stations, and the operation of several core, edge, and far-edge data centers. Overall, the Telterif.de article emphasizes that by bringing Versatel in-house, 1&1 aims to strengthen its control over essential network components. Such strategic adjustments in infrastructure management may have implications for the industry as competitors, including O2 Telefonica, observe these integrated approaches to network and service operation. The detailed disclosure of the transaction's conditions and the future possibilities for price modification underline the complex nature of large-scale acquisitions in the telecommunications sector.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.